interesting is if I were to ask you to name the two happiest days in history, you would say the day of Matan Torah and the day of Hakamas HaMishkan. Those are probably the two happiest days in our history. Both of them have Vayihi. Matan Torah says Vayihi Bayom HaShlishi. Both the two most elevated days, happiest days of the year, of not the year, of the history of Klal Yisrael, both have Vayihi. So again, if you look at the Medrash, you'll see the Medrash tries to find Pshatim. Then you go to the saddest day of the year. Saddest day of the year, saddest day in history. Tisha B'Av, Chum La'Bayis, V'Hoya. Says V'Hoya, Kinil Kedoyir. So the Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parsha asks the same question. So basically, the happiest days of history go Vayihi Loshen Sa'ar, and the saddest day in history, the day of the Meraglim, the day of the Chum Beis HaMikdash, that goes to the term of V'Hoya. And again, the Medrash finds certain positive things that happen by the Mishkan, by the Chum Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash finds certain sad things that potentially happen in the Mishkan. But still in all, overall, there's no question that the day of Hakamas HaMishkan is a day of Simcha, and the day of the Chum Beis HaMikdash is a day of Tzar. So how could it be that the Torah describes it in such a way? It's really a Pella. I'm going to try to share with you a machshava. And with this, we'll go into another idea of when the actual Hakamas HaMishkan took place. So the actual Hakamas HaMishkan actually was in Chanukah. Chofei Kislev is when the Mishkan was completed. In fact, the Chanukah that we have every year is symbolic also to the Chanukah HaMishkan that never happened in Chanukah. Because Chanukah HaMishkan actually happened in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Chof Gimel Ador, they started the putting up and the taking down of the Mishkan to the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that was the Chanukah HaMishkan. That means there was months. You're talking about the end of Kislev, Teves, Shvat, and Ador. 3 months. 3 full months of delay from when we already had the Mishkan to when we actually put it up. And that's Mam Shapella. The most chashuv thing we have in our lives, the Beis HaMikdash, it's ready. We got it all done. We're ready to put it up. It was sitting like that for 3 months. The Mishkan is sitting for 3 months, waiting till the end of Ador to be put up and ultimately to be Mischanach in the month of Nisan. This is not my kasha. Chazal is the kasha. And Chazal say that the Nisan reflects the month Shabbai Noldu Avos HaOlam. The Avos were born in Chodesh Nisan. Yitzchak for sure. We know that was the whole, when the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu, and they told him, in a year from now, you're going to have a son. So Yitzchak's Leidah was Nisan. So the Rebbeinu Shem wanted that the Chanukah HaMishkan should be the same month as Nisan. Shenoldu Bo Avos HaOlam. Now I understand it's very nice to have a Chanukah the same month of the that the Avos were born. It's definitely a beautiful way to commemorate the Mishkan. Definitely if you have speakers that are going to talk by the event, they can tie it into the Avos. It's definitely speaking material. Right? Gevaldik, it's beautiful. But when we're talking about putting up a Mishkan, right, we don't have to be so symbolic. Just get the Mishkan up. You have a Mishkan. Do it. You want to wait for the month that the Avos were born? Why? What's the point of waiting for the month that the Avos were born? It's a Pella. Not a Pella. But that's what Chazal tells us. The Rebbeinu Shem wanted. So again, it stresses to us the fact that there's some kind of link between the Avos and the Mishkan. And then if you look at the Korbanos HaNesiim that we're going to learn about in Parshas Nosoi, we actually have that the Korbanos that the Nesiim brought to be Mechanach the Beis HaMikdash also was the Avos. Parechod was for Avraham Avinu. Ayilechod is for Yitzchok, for the Akedas Yitzchok. And Kevesechod is Yaakov Avinu. See, Even when we were mechanech the Beis Hamikdash, we actually brought behemoths to reflect each one of the oaths. So, what's the pshat in that? Okay. Now what unravels is an unbelievable occurrence. What unravels is like this. Finally, we have the Mishkan. Everything's ready. We bring the karbonos. The Shekhinah doesn't come down. So this is a major, obviously major controversy. After everything is done, the Shekhinah doesn't come down. So as I've pointed out in the past, one of the biggest lessons we can learn is from Klal Yisrael's reaction. Because try to envision such a thing today, right? Where there's a major building campaign with promises that there's going to be Ashras HaShekhinah, and then the Shekhinah doesn't come down. Imagine what people would say. It's a scam. The whole thing's family business. It's baloney. Here, Chazal tell us that everybody here took their own responsibility. Klal Yisrael said, it's our fault. Instead of them saying, we donated, we gave, you promised us, they said it's our fault because we did the Egel. Aaron HaKoyen says, I'm not worthy, I did the Egel Azov. Lufisha Oya Aaron Boish Fiore Migeshes. Aaron doesn't want to go. Moshe says, Ani Eini Kedai. The reason why the Shekhinah didn't come yet is I'm working as a Kohen Gadol for the first 7 days. Aaron, my brother, for him is what Roy. Because every single person, every single group, is taking the responsibility themselves. Instead of throwing it on somebody else, they're taking the achrayas themselves. It's the hardest thing. If you look around the Welt today, who could take achrayas for anything? The president is still blaming the alter president for anything that happens. Gas prices. Anything. It's the old president. This is what you see in this week's parasha, Musa Haskel, that everybody involved is taking their own achrayas. Everybody's saying, it's my fault. But then Moshe makes the famous statement. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Aaron HaKohen, and he says, Aaron, don't worry, you don't have to be embarrassed. This is why you were chosen, because you did the Egel Azov. That's why you were chosen to become the Kohen Gadol. Pela Nifla. I want to share with you a new approach. In the past, I have a pshat which I think is more pashat, and that is that we know that Aaron HaKohen only did the Egel to save us. The whole reason why Aaron did the Egel was to save Klal Yisrael, because he knew if they kill him, they'll never have a kapara. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So Aaron HaKohen, when he did the Egel, it was an act of self-sacrifice. Right? For Klal Yisrael. So Moshe basically told him, no, in order to be a Kohen, you have to be somebody who's ready to be Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. So you showed yourself such a person. That's one. I want to share with you another idea of what it means, L'kach Nefcharta. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose you, why you were chosen, because, not in spite of the Egel Azov, because of the Egel, because you were involved with the Egel Azov, L'kach Nefcharta, that's why you were chosen. That's Azir Chazal. So what's the pshat? So I'll tell you what I think we could say. Going in a little bit into understanding the concept of Vayehi and the concept of Vahoya. We know that Vayehi is a Lashon Tsar. And we know Vahoya is a Lashon Simcha. That we know. Why is it that? Why is Vayehi a Lashon Tsar? And why is Vahoya a Lashon Simcha? What's the difference between the two? So there's a fascinating Vilna Goyen. Always, the Vilna Goyen always brings out the Chochmah in the word. He brings out the Chochmah in the word. The Vilna Goyen says like this. He says, Vahoya, you have to look at the Shoresh. The Shoresh of the word Vahoya is Hoya. Hoya is what was. If you take Hoya, it's what was. You take a Vav and you add it, it goes from Hoya to Vihoya. You put the Vav in, it becomes now what will be. Right? That's the it goes from what was to what will be. That's Choyah. Vayihi is the opposite. Yihi, the shorish of the word, is talking about the future. When you take a vav and you put it to it, it takes Yihi, it takes the future, and it says Vayihi, and it was. So you're taking, basically, Vahoyah is taking the past and making it into the future. And Vayihi is taking the future and making it into the past. So the Vilna Gaon said a great thing. He said, the biggest tsar in life is when somebody doesn't learn from what was in order to change the future. If their life just goes, keeps on going, and nothing changes. Mistakes, there's nothing wrong with mistakes. You have to just learn from the mistakes. If you can learn from the mistake, then it's not a problem. But you know, if you're not ready to learn from mistakes, then the Bianca Zatzal's Einikel just met me in the airport. I went to take my daughter, so his Einikel was in the airport, the Bianca's Einikel. So he told me a story that his aide said that he had in the city of Tzitzvin. Rabbi Yankov used to be a Rav in Tzitzvin when he was a young man in Europe. So he said he was a Rav. And one of the people in the shul was Mamish and Amoret Sheva Maratzim, a farmer. But such an Amoret, I mean, he knew nothing. I'm talking about zero minus zero. But then he got a Yerusha. All of a sudden, they started giving him covet. This farmer, that nobody knew who he was, and they put him in the middle of the shul, then they put him further up, and then eventually they put him with all the choshev, the balabatim, mizruchvant, he started putting on nice begodim. And Rabbi Yankov would always suggest to him, you know, now that you got a Yerusha, sit and learn. That night. He got his mizruchvant, to change who he was. So the Einikel said, if you want to know what an Amoris this guy was, and he never changed. He says, 1 year Pesach, he came to my Zeta. And he told my Zeta, he says, you know, now that I'm from the best of Yidden here, I want special matzahs. For Pesach, he says, I want special matzahs. So Biankov tells him, what do you mean? Maybe he wants to have a Pesach matzahs. So what matzahs do you want? He says, no, the special matzahs that the rabbi gets, I want. So Biankov tells him, Allah matzahs is the Zelda. I get the same matzahs for everybody. He says, no, I want special matzahs. This is going on. He can't get the guy off his back. But Biankov keeps on telling him, there's no special matzahs. There's no matzahs to Rabbi Bless. There's just the matzahs. So the farmer calls Biankov and says, come, let's go to the corner. I can't talk aloud. So Biankov says, yeah, which matzahs do you want? He goes, the ones with the blood in it. Could you imagine? This farmer, he's such an amoretz. He thought they really put blood into the matzahs. He thought the choshev rabbonim, the hetaka had blood in the matzahs. And Yankov said, he was never able to convince him out of it. Ada Yom HaZeh, the guy went to his grave thinking that there's some matzahs with the blood in them. The rabbi has those special chvuldim with the blood in the matzahs. So, I mean, the saddest thing in life is you have an opportunity to change. Mistakes happen, that's part of being human. But the biggest klola is when what you don't learn from what was. That's pshat why Vayihi is a loshen tsar, says the Vilna Gaon. Because Yihi means you have a future in front of you. You could change it. You could look back and see the mistakes that you made and now change the future. Instead, Vayihi, you take the future and you make it part of the past. That's ain Vayihi a loshen tsar. That's the tsar of Vayihi. The tzar of Vayihi is that you go forward and you don't make any changes. What's for Hoya is the opposite. Hoya is what was, what will be. Right? You don't just let things happen. Vahoya. Vahoya means you go ahead and take from what was, right? And you use it to shape the future. You change it to the future. You implant the changes. You take what was and you learn from it and you shape the future. That's not here yet. You shape what's going to be. You make shinuyim. That's the loshen. That's the simcha. Now, so I want to tell you now a simple vote. The only way a person could make changes, right, is if they're not happy with what they have. If you look back and you go, everything is good, you're not going to change the future either. That's why whenever you look back, there has to be a tzar. In order to be able to have simcha, there has to be a tzar. If there's no tzar on what was, there's not going to be any kind of chiluk in the future. That's the pshat. If you want to go to the deep cause of the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan will only have a maila, is if a person looks at what he has and is a lashon tzar. That's the tachas of the Mishkan. The tachas of the Mishkan is you walk into the Mishkan and you say, I'm not happy with who I am. I have to make shinui. I have to feel that there's a tzar on who I am. And that's why the binyan ha-mishkan reflects tzar. Tzar nachashom, that the Mishkan is tzar. But that we ourselves have to feel dissatisfied with where we are in order to be able to make shinui. If you want to know why the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened, it's because we were very happy with everything. It was hoy v'hoyo b'yoyim nukadoyo. If there would have been a vayihi, there wouldn't have been a Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it says v'hoyo, and that's what it says in the Pasuk, tachas asher lo yavato, Hashem lekecho b'simcha v'tuv leivo. When the Torah talks about the Teichocha, it says, when you didn't serve Hashem, you were happy. If you would have been b'tzar, you would have changed. The Pasuk talks about the Teichocha. It says, why do all the klolos happen? You know why? Tachas asher lo yavato, Hashem lekecho b'simcha. Because when you didn't serve Hashem, you were happy. If you would have been b'tzar, that would have been okay. But you were happy. You were happy with the status quo. That's why when we talk about the building of the Mishkan, we start right away with the Lashon Tzar. The only way this Mishkan could save our lives is if we go in thinking we are not happy where we are. We have to make changes. If that's the way we go into the Mishkan, then we could have a Mishkan. You want to know how to base a Midrash was Chorev? Because people felt satisfied with who they were. Felt everything is good. I want to say on a deeper level, we could say that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mineimah chorba beis hamikdash." Why the beis hamikdash bechorav? The Gemara says above Metziah, "Mineh sheheimidu dineim al din Torah." What does it mean? "Heimidu dineim al din Torah." It means they didn't go with the Mishul Sadin. What does it mean? They didn't go with the Mishul Sadin. It means they were happy with what they had. They looked at their with the Mishul Sadin has no end. With the Mishul Sadin, you constantly can grow. Din, you say, I do the Shulchan Aruch. I do what it says. So the model of the generation was satisfaction where they were. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav. So that's Mamish Vahoya. The Vahoya reflects Chum. The Vayihi, what is the difference between Teva and Lamala Menatev? We talk about Teva, we talk about Lamala Menatev. So we know that the Bris Mila is the famous Yom HaShmini. What does Bris Mila represent? Bris Mila represents changing the status quo. Teva represents the status quo. Lamala Menateva means changing the status quo. That's Lamala Menateva. What is Bris? So if you look in the Sefer Achinuch, Sefer Achinuch says that the reason why Bris was given to us to tell us, Kishen Shebiyado Odom Lahashlim Tsuras Gufoi, Kein Biyado Lahashlim Tsuras Nishmas. So the whole concept of Lamala Menateva means to change what is here now. So Shvi represents what's here, and Shmini represents to change what's here, to modify it, to change it, to create it. What is the Chinuch Beis HaMikdash? Vayhi Bayoyim HaShmini. You want to know how you mechanach the Beis HaMikdash? By changing the Teva. Because that's the whole tachlis of the Mishkan. The tachlis of the Mishkan is to change from a Shvi to a Shmini. And that's why we introduce the whole chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash as one word, Vayhi Bayoyim HaShmini. That's the tachlis of the chinuch Beis HaMikdash. The tachlis of the chinuch Beis HaMikdash is that there should be a transformation of the status quo. And that's why we have a Mishkan. That's the tachlis of the Mishkan. Aaron HaKohen went ahead and he did the Egel Azov. The fact is that by Aaron HaKohen doing the Egel Azov, he saved Klal Yisrael. He saved Klal Yisrael. He saved Klal Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen, after he saved Klal Yisrael, And the Ribbono Shel Olam chose him to be a Kohen Gadol. And he goes, Lifnai v'lifnim. Aaron HaKohen wasn't till now afraid of the Egel Azov. He knew that the Egel Azov was he was way beyond, way past him. Adirabba. He saved Klal Yisrael. He saved the Jewish people by doing what he did. But he went into the Beis HaMikdash. As soon as he saw the kronos, the corners of the Mizbeach, Nidmeloi Karnei Egel. Let me ask you a question. Who in the world would think that way? Saw corners in the Mizbeach, he started thinking corners. The word corner is Karen. Karen, and Egel has a Karen. Oh, Egel Azov! Who would think that way? Aaron HaKohen was always looking for Tikkun. He was always looking to perfect. So when he went into the Beis HaMikdash on the highest level, with him into the Beis HaMikdash, what does he see? Everybody else sees a beautiful Mizbeach. What does he see? He sees something that needs Tikkun. That's why you were chosen. You know why you were chosen? Because you're a man who always seeks to correct. You're a man who always seeks to change. And that's the whole tachlis of the Mishkan. The tachlis of the Mishkan is for people who come to the Beis HaMikdash and to see areas in their life that need tikkun. To see areas in their life that need fixing. We could say b'derech efsher, this could be the pshat in Melech. Every carbon must have salt. We learned about that in the previous parsha. That every carbon that we bring in the Beis HaMikdash has to have salt. And salt is ma'akev. Salt is ma'akev every carbon. Now why is salt such a... There's a lav if you don't bring salt with a carbon. What's the pshat in this lav? There's a fascinating Rabbeinu Bachyai. Rabbeinu Bachyai says that even after everything is all finished, you have the food, you shechted it, you this, you that. You put the food on. He says, salt is something that you always have to add. Salt is what we call tikkun habishon. It's a tikkun ha-maichon. That means it's not enough to just have the food. It has to be perfected. He says, when a person brings a carbon, it's a beautiful Rabbeinu Bachaye. He says, a person does a chet. He says, okay, so you fix the chet. He says, the job of a Jew is to know that even after he fixed the chet, it still needs tikkun. There's still something missing. There's still salt has to be added. When you fix a chet, you can't just think about, I got to get rid of the mass of the chet. Then you got to be mamtik it. You got to season it. He says the neshama also needs seasoning. And he says the seasoning that the neshama needs is tamid. We always need the seasoning. That's the concept. The person always needs seasoning. That's what I'm telling you. The Churban HaBayis was one of the Hemidu Dineim Al Din Torah. And that's what I think is merumas in this whole concept of Vahoya and Vayehi and the Yem HaShmini and the godless of Aaron HaKohen.